This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to a new study, climate change could lead to smaller and fewer pigs in the future. That will impact the pork industry in a big way, especially the production of bacon. So don't be surprised if you notice an increase in prices of bacon and sausage at the grocery store. 3/4 of us don't eat the traditional 3 meals a day anymore. Today, the average person eats 2 meals and 3 snacks every day. And the meal we're most likely to replace with some snacks is lunch. 5 most common foods we snack on: cheese, crackers, fruit, chips, and nuts. Concert tickets are the most overpriced thing we buy, according to a new survey, followed by college tuition, health insurance, movie theater popcorn, and gas. And the number one thing we're willing to splurge on: quality toilet paper. Stick with money for a minute. Someone just looked at inflation rates and posted a list of what $10 was worth the year we were born, along with random things you could buy today if you still have the same buying power. For example, $10 in 1990 was like $20. $10 in 1980 would be like $32. Now, $10 in 1970, like $67 now. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Is your job sexy? Well, according to Tinder, the most desirable jobs now include: for women, registered nurse, dentist, and photographer. For guys, interior designer, pilot, and physician's assistant. Yeah, radio announcer isn't on the list again this year. Well, how many of us would admit we're bad drivers? New survey says the answer is 4%. Yep, only 1 out of 25 are willing to say they're probably a below-average driver. Oh, and the older someone is, the less likely they are to believe they're bad at driving. Around half of people with tattoos say they regret at least one of them. And the types of tattoos they're most likely to regret are someone's name, an Asian character, a tribal pattern, or a star constellation. Survey also found 1 in 3 have considered getting a tattoo removed but haven't done it yet. 1 in 4 have already had one removed. Merriam-Webster just announced they're adding about 800 new words to their dictionary. It's hard to believe some of these have reached the level of dictionary worthy. Hangry, adjective for irritable or angry person because of hunger. Guac, a noun for guacamole. Rando, a noun for a random person. And bingeable, adjective having multiple episodes or parts that can be watched in rapid succession. Oh, and one more: adorbs, extremely charming or appealing. Let's wrap up with a couple of random facts. Coffee beans aren't actually beans. They're a seed that people just call beans. Did you know, or do you care, a nickel weighs exactly twice as much as a penny? And chameleons don't change colors so they can blend into their surroundings and hide from predators. They change colors based on their moods to send signals to other chameleons. Our Town Players of South Haven is presenting Harvest Horror, an adult anthology in 2 acts, this Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 at the Masonic Temple on Center Street in South Haven. Part of Harvest Festival Weekend in South Haven. Learn more at ourtownplayers.com. Knucklehead news out of New York, where a 58-year-old substitute driving instructor showed up drunk for a lesson with 4 teenagers on Saturday. And right after they made him drop them off, he rear-ended another car and got arrested for drunk driving. kids were smart, claiming they had to get something to eat. They dropped him at a fast food joint, and the manager called 911. He's facing charges for aggravated driving while intoxicated, plus multiple counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Knucklehead. The Daily Buzz. If you find something that you can send to me to buzz about here on Cozy, I'd be happy to accept it. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. Leave it on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. You can even drop it off here in person at 11637 M140 in South Haven. That's right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors at our station. Daily Buzz podcasts are posted at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. We put them on Facebook, Podcast Republic, iTunes, Google Play, and other great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present Time. Paul Ann Becker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.